The dry conditions are also causing concerns for rivers across the state. Of the over 50 rivers the state constantly monitors, at least 40 are running at or below record low levels for this time of year. To get a sense of what this means, we met Jonathan Yeo on the Charles River at the Wellesley Dam in Newton Lower Falls, where water was gushing over the dam. Yeo is the Director of Water Supply Protection for the State Department of Conservation and Recreation. When you peer down into the water, it didn't look or sound like a drought, but Yeo says the water levels are much lower than they should be.
Well, it does look healthy, but if you look at this day of the year, it is normally four times greater flow than what we're seeing.
As I look at the riverbank, there's a little bit of mud showing on the side. What you're saying is there shouldn't be any mud showing at all. It should be up higher on the riverbank.
That's correct. In the last 2 years, we've had flooding, and now we're seeing really dry conditions for this time of year.
We happen to be standing right next to a fish ladder. Is there enough flow coming through here now so that if the fish were running, they could get up the ladder and into the upper part of the stream?
There is still plenty of water to get up through the ladder. The concern is if we get any lower than this, it could impact the various species.
How does it affect other wildlife? We just saw some ducks paddling by. Does it affect bird life?
Probably not bird life. I think they're probably happy with any of the water here. There's a variety of fish species here and amphibians and other wildlife here that depend on a healthy stream flow. And so, you know, streams do normally go up and down seasonally. And our concern is if we head into summertime with very low stream conditions, then it is going to be stressful.
What about for us? How does it affect us? How does it affect the human?
Well, beyond recreation, we could have impacts on rowing downstream and other recreational opportunities, but also around water supply. And many towns depend on using groundwater supplies next to these rivers, including the Charles here. And there may be limitations and will likely have to be limitations on outdoor watering use and non-essential water use as we head into summer.
Because the wells that are drilled next to the streams might not be able to pump as much water because the aquifers are lower, because the streams are lower.
That's right. The aquifers are dependent on these stream flows here. And there's an interrelationship. And so as these streams go down, the groundwater levels are also going down. We're seeing that across the state. So there will be stress on the water supplies if this continues. And so what towns often do is then implement outdoor water use restrictions. And the state, we will probably require towns to do that in areas where there is specific stress.
That's pumped water. What about the reservoirs themselves? Any problem with reservoirs themselves yet? Reservoirs that are fed by these streams?
At this point, most of the reservoirs across the state are pretty healthy. We had a very wet 2010 and 2011. And in particular, the Quabbin Wachusett system that feeds Metro Boston is overflowing with water. And so that system is very large. Most other cities that depend on reservoirs are still in pretty decent shape. So our concern is not at this point with those supplies, more at the groundwater-fed communities and towns that really depend on these regular smaller streams.
What would it take to bring things back to normal?
We need a couple of good rainstorms, and we don't see any right away, but we probably could use an additional 5 inches of rain in the next month would be very helpful, and I probably can get out of this condition.
And if we don't get it?
Well, if we don't get it, we're going to head into May and June in a very dry state. Towns will then be faced with restrictions and, you know, frustrations for homeowners.
That's Jonathan Yeo with the State Department of Conservation and Recreation. He met us along the Charles River yesterday at the Wellesley Dam in Newton Lower Falls. This Friday, the state's Water Management Task Force is considering whether to issue a drought advisory for parts of the state, especially eastern and central Mass and southeastern Mass.